Good morning, everybody. It's the second Saturday of the month, and do you know what that means?
You're going to be cranky?
No, it's chore day.
Praise.
Come on. But I always have to clean the bathrooms. It's not fair. Well, this time, we're going to do things a little differently. I've written all the chores on slips of paper so each of us can draw what he or she will do. Now, pick one, Ben.
Organize my panty drawer.
No, that's mine.
No, no, your rules.
No, give me that.
Dust and vacuum and beat the rugs.
Clean the bathroom? Mom, it's not fair.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Carol. It's not fair.
So I can pick again?
No.
My turn. Play with your bundles.
Wait a second, she can't read.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me see what that says. It says, paint the garage.
Paint the garage? All right.
No. This is for your father. Why don't you just pick up your toys and keep an eye on Ben and Carol?
Come on, you wussies. Let's get to work.
Oh, Jason, you're just in time.
No, actually, I'm late. Have you seen Mike?
Pick one. No, the one on the left.
Pick up my toys. Okay.
No. Jason, stop that. Okay. It's chore day. It was your idea, remember?
Oh, is that today?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't, honey. I gotta go to the clinic.
But, Jason, you've been working there every weekend lately.
Yeah, but today we're having a special workshop on families that don't communicate.
I'm glad you guys are finally cleaning this place up. It's really starting to look like a dump. Look at that. You got some cereal on the floor.
Don't get too comfy, Mike. You're going to help your dad paint the garage today.
What, again? Mom, I just did that 10 years ago.
He can't.
Yeah, I can't.
Why not?
Because as a favor to me, he's volunteered to come down to the clinic today, Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie, I'm going down to the where?
To where I've been going every Saturday for 4 months.
Oh, Dad, I don't want to get a haircut.
No, clinic where I volunteer.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give some shots and stuff.
Well, a vacuum cleaner's supposed to throw sparks.
Ben, be careful with my suck master.
Let's go to a move before Mom gets back.
No, we're going to the clinic, Mike.
Oh, come on, Dad. I thought we just had a little tender father-son moment here where you were helping me get one past Mom.
Yeah, you've known about this for a long time. You got to write these things down.
What, write it down? Who am I? You?
Okay, fine. Don't do me this favor. You just stay around the house lounging on a relaxing Saturday just thinking of nobody but yourself.
All right, now you're talking. Ken!
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. We're nowhere near.
Neighborhood, you want to run out of gas?
Not out of gas, Mike. We're here.
For where?
At the clinic.
Oh, man, if I had a free clinic, I certainly wouldn't put it in a crummy neighborhood.
Oh, so you'd pick a rich neighborhood to put in a free clinic? Hey. Does this car look like it needs a hood ornament?
Talking to me?
I just paid $4 to have this thing waxed.
You know, this clinic's got first aid. What's a white guy like you doing in a neighborhood like this?
I'm a white guy?
Most definitely.
Hey.
You know this guy?
You kidding? Everybody in a 30-block radius knows TC.
40 blocks. I had a busy week.
This is my son, Mike.
Oh, hi. How did you know each other? Your pop's my crisis counselor.
Mm-hmm. How's it going anyway?
3 weeks without, and I'm doing okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to see you next Saturday.
Yeah, I wrote it down like you told me.
Yeah.
Hey, the man just paid $4 to have it waxed.
So, what exactly goes on in here, Dad?
I've told you about this place, Mike. This is a free clinic where I volunteer, along with a lot of other doctors, hello, to help out in the community. You do listen to me, don't you?
Huh?
Anybody here speak Spanish?
No, but I've been to Spain.
Dr. Bates, I need your Spanish. Tell her it's a simple fracture. Just give up skateboarding.
Mike, come on, our session's down here.
Hey, Dad, you know they got real doctors here, too.
What do you think I am?
I don't know.
Oh, we're going to miss our workshop.
Well, now, Dad, what are we going to do in there?
Well, all of the clinic therapists are experimenting with some intra-family communication techniques.
Oh, well, they're not going to hook up something electrical to my head, are they?
Oh, Jason, you're here. Yeah. Good. Excuse me. Doctors, would you take your seats, please? I see each of you has brought a practice partner. Very good. I sincerely hope that today's workshop will provide all of you with valuable exercises for counseling dysfunctional child-parent relationships. Thank you.
That wasn't too boring. Well, let's go get a burger.
Mom is always too busy. And you know, I really think that she drove away my father.
Very good, Hank. Dr. Miller, your turn. Remember, speak to Hank as his mother. Forget you're a therapist.
All right. Well, my son never tries to see anyone's point of view but his own.
At home, for example, he's never able to accept my authority as a parent.
Nice.
Now, look, that's not how it is at home at all.
Hank, don't kid yourself.
Oh, thank you, Dr.
All right, you're grounded. And not just 2 months like the last time either.
You can stop now.
Thank you.
Everyone, you've just seen a classic example of a reactive response taking over. Dr. Miller, Hank, you can go back to your seats now. Who wants to go next? Oh, we have a volunteer.
Oh, no. I was just yawning.
No, come on. Hey, you and I, we'll go, Mike.
No, really. Somebody else can go next. I'm really learning a lot here, but I think it'd be a lot wackier if I went last.
Well, if it would make you more comfortable, I could assign you personality traits other than your own, and you could act those out.
Huh?
Yeah, when we're talking, we'll be pretending to be other people.
Exactly. So, for the next few minutes, Dr. Sieber, why don't you adopt the persona of a father who's, overly precise, thinks he's right about everything, worships order for its own sake. You know the type?
I have some idea.
Some idea?
And, Mike, let's say you're a little immature for your age. The self-centered sort with an arrested adolescence, interested only in the frivolous.
Well, being the professional actor that I am, I think I can stretch that far.
Professional actor.
So, now I want you to get into these assigned personas and just say what you feel.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Too complex to explain to a layman.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready. I'm ready.
Mike, how do you feel?
Pretty embarrassed.
Come on, no, you gotta come up with some conflict. You can do that. He always does that.
Dad, I'm just not used to this kind of relating. I mean, it's hard for me to understand.
Okay, that's all right. Just come on, give it a try.
Dad, I'm just not like you. I just can't drink milk after the expiration date just because...
because it smells okay.
Okay, very funny. That's very funny.
Dad, I can't carry around an extra pair of odor eaters just in case.
Come on, let's be serious. Be serious.
Gosh darn the heck anyway, Dad. I just can't pay a guy for a haircut who's just as good as a licensed barber because he's a few dollars cheaper.
What?
No, no, Dad, this isn't Mike talking. This is this character I'm playing. I'd never talk to you like that. Oh, yeah, this is some serious freak exercises we're doing here.
I know what we're doing here, Mike. I know.
Oh, gosh, I just wish I had some out-of-date milk here because I'd toast you right now, Dad.
That's very nice. My son, you have to excuse me, has these fantasies about being an actor sometimes.
Dad, come on, I am an actor.
Yeah, and these are the little plays that go on in his head, you see.
Little plays?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not taking your calling seriously?
No, Dad, you're not.
Much like you don't take my calling seriously.
Oh, so would it make you happy if I went along with these little party games while you guys nod and stroke your goatees?
Well, I'd be just as happy as you would be if I didn't roll my eyes every time you use the word actor.
Oh, so I get it. So you're a therapist. This is what you do every week? You come in here and you beat up on each other's kids for fun? Nice.
Now, how come when I said that, I got hit?
Hey. Dr. Frankovich, everybody, excuse me. My son doesn't mean this.
Yes, I do, Dad. You know, to tell you the truth, I think this whole thing is a crock.
A crock?
Yes, I think it's a crock, Dad. I mean, how is your getting on my case gonna help these people at all?
Well, I hardly think that a seminar on family conflict is the right place for you and I to have
a fight.
Just
be clear, this is not a seminar on conflict. It's a seminar on communication.
Oh, shut up. I'm upset. My son's got me...
Fine. You yell and I get blamed for it. Great. Thank you very much. I'm glad I just wasn't around for World War II. I would have been blamed for the Alamo.
So, I apologize for my son's irrational display.
Don't be so modest. Yours was pretty good, too.
Yes, I am. It took me 2 hours to discover we have tile in there.
I'll be thinking about you.
It's not fair. And where is it written that I have to scrub toilets and Mike gets to go out and have fun with Dad?
Mike? What are you doing out here? Get off that car!
Oh, fine. Yell at me, but when I can sit on your car, you didn't yell at him.
I did, too.
Oh, yeah. You laugh, you bump fists, and look silly.
Well, it took me a month to get that fist-bumping thing down anyway.
Now, what was the point of that in there, Mike? I mean, do you really have such contempt for my work? With so little respect for my calling and for me?
Well, look, Dad, it would be better if we didn't talk, all right?
Break's over! Time to come in and communicate! Let's have the Seavers start in right where we left off.
No.
You want real problems? Talk to my ex-husband's son.
We're going to continue with the Seavers, because within the confines of this workshop, we should stick to those situations that offer some semblance of hope.
The only reason I came back in here is because I thought I didn't have to talk anymore.
Now, I've got an idea that can turn this tension into what I'd like to call a lubricant.
Electrical to my head.
I'm gonna try some role reversal. Now, I want you to be the father, and I want you to be the son.
I know what role reversal is. Thank you. I am a psychiatrist. Does anybody here understand?
I know, Dr. Siever. You're the father, you're the son. Go for it.
Come on, Jason. I'll show you.
Well, I'm glad to see you're finally cleaning up around the house. Look, there's cereal on the floor.
Dad, that was an accident.
I'm not Dad, I'm Mike.
All right, well, you know, son, you promised me you'd go down to the old clinic with me. You know, you should write these things down.
What, and be like dumb old you?
Well, I've had about enough of this attitude. You know, the least you could do is to go back in there and cooperate and stop embarrassing me in front of my colleagues.
Okay, all right, you know, I never should have brought you down here, Mike. I should have known that you wouldn't take this any more seriously than you take the rest of your life.
Oh, no. We can't leave. You'll ruin my pie chart.
Word out of you until we get home, and even then, I don't want to hear another word. Car keys.
In your pants pocket.
I said not another word. Why didn't you just spit on me in there, Mike? Huh? Huh? Oh, you're not going to say anything?
You said not another word.
So now you behave in private. In there, in front of my colleagues, it's like you're Hitler's son.
I'm a trained professional. I know how to handle volatile situations in a calm, rational, compassionate manner.
How the hell could you do this to me, Mike?
Dad, you didn't make me feel so hot in there. And you calling my plays little? You making fun of my dream to become an actor?
Oh, is that what you think? I'm making fun of your dream?
Yes, you are.
I don't know how you cannot understand me better than that, Mike. I don't know how we can be so different.
Hey, I'm trying to sleep in here.
Lloyd?
Hi, Doc.
What are you doing here, Lloyd?
We got a session, don't we?
That's next Saturday, Lloyd.
Oh, so I'm early.
Come on. There's a real comfortable sofa just down the hall in the doctor's lounge, okay?
Oh, much obliged.
I thought you weren't drinking anymore.
I'm not.
What's that in your hand?
It's an empty. I have a certain reputation to uphold.
Hey, Dad, what would you do if you saw me curled up inside this desk?
I'd be thrilled to see you that close to a place where work happens.
Oh, see, that's exactly what's wrong with you.
What?
You treat your patients better than you treat me.
Oh, what?
It's true. I mean, like this guy, Lloyd, and then the kid outside. I mean, whatever they do is fine. But heck, I mean, if I come in and I steal a couple of cheese puffs, you count them up and you add them onto my rent.
I did that once, Mike. The only reason I did that was to teach you something that could help you for the rest of your life.
Oh, the rest of my how can you help me with the rest of my life, Dad, when we are so completely different? We're totally different. I mean, you say yes, I say no. You say paper, I say plastic.
I like plastic, Mike. I just don't think it's environmentally responsible.
Yeah. You're just trying to turn me into another little you.
Oh, I am not.
Yes, you admit it. It's your secret, sick little plan.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Okay. Then whose idea was it for me to start putting my clothes away in alphabetical order, huh?
Well, let me tell you this, Mike. Have you ever seen me repeat clothing 2 days in a row?
Yeah, it took me weeks I had to figure out where to put my BVDs.
That's it. It's underwear, Mike. It's underwear. It's under you. Underwear.
Face it, Dale. Just face it. You have to be perfect. I mean, everything you do, from the way you act, the way you dress, I mean, even your hair, everything.
No, I don't, Mike. Yeah. I don't have to be perfect. No. Look, see, look.
Dad, you can't last 10 seconds without reaching for your comb.
That's ridiculous. I don't see what sitting here with messy hair has to do with anything we're trying to prove here, Mike.
I knew it.
You know what? A little discipline like this just might change your whole outlook on life, Mike.
Yeah, I know, Dad, and it frightens me.
Well, there's just nothing wrong with being a little practical, Mike. I mean, then at least you always have something
to fall back on.
Mike, I never said give up acting altogether. I just said I want you to be realistic.
But if you have something to fall back on, you might as well fall back. I mean, what's the use? It's like getting ready to give up.
It's not, it's not giving up, Mike. It's just sound advice.
Well, how do you know, Dad? You never felt what I feel.
Oh, you're wrong, Mike. I do. I know because there was a time a long time ago when I made a mistake and my dad straightened me up.
Oh, that was when you were going to grow those sideburns out to look like Elvis?
Well, I grew them for a reason, Mike. I grew them because I, too, had a crazy fantasy. I thought I was going to become a rock star one day. And I thank God my dad helped straighten me out.
Yeah, well, how could Grandpa be so sure that you wouldn't become a famous rock star?
Neil Diamond.
Who?
I am, I said. Kentucky woman. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. Yeah. Not even a chair.
Oh, yeah, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond.
Now do Cracklin' Rosie.
Hey, oh, Lloyd, get up. Go on. For your information, Mike, the state of Delaware did not agree with Grandpa. Me and my band won the talent contest at the Delaware State Fair 1 year.
Oh, well, I bet you love waving that in Grandpa's face.
No, I didn't wave anything in my dad's face, Mike. Unlike me, he was not a reasonable man. No, he just gave me a choice. He said, you got to either choose. You take medical school, or you can follow this foolishness with your band.
And you chose medical school.
No, I chose foolishness. We had a chance to audition for American Bandstand with Dick Clark, as he was famous for discovering new bands.
Who?
Dick Clark. Foul-ups, bloopers, and blunders.
Oh, whoa, you met him?
He was a lot older then. So with my dad saying, don't you come back. Whole band drove to Philadelphia. We drove all night, stayed in the most expensive hotel in town. That's how sure we were.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Well, let's just say we ended up skipping out on the bill. I had no choice but to go back and tell my dad what happened. And you know what he said?
What?
I told you so.
What? That was the best he could do?
Well, you don't understand. I mean, what he was really saying, he could have made a big tragedy out of it. But he knew at that time the best thing for me was to have my heart broken.
Oh, no, Dad, you're nuts. Come on, at least he could have said something like, sorry it didn't work out, son, or, okay, you gave it your best shot, or I love you, or something.
Yeah, well, he could have put his hand on my shoulder.
Yeah, or he could have said that you bank a play on weekends.
Could have said, hey, you know, Dick Clark, you're a jerk.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, what made him think
What made him think that what I wanted didn't matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe you were like me.
I was.
I don't believe this. Wait a minute. This means that someday I may turn into you. Jack, does it happen all at once?
Hey, Mike, look, I'm sorry that I was putting you down about that acting nonsense.
Nonsense?
I mean, thing. I mean, your dream. I've learned a lot today.
Yeah, me too. I better go screw around while I got a chance. I mean, when the end is coming.
You know, it's not all bad to be just a little bit practical and responsible, too.
Dad, when the change comes, does it hurt? I'm sorry, Dad. This is the whole thing. It's kind of a shock to me.
How do you think I feel? I just found out the person that frustrates me most in the entire world is just like me.
Oh, yeah? So, kind of sorry you came to this workshop thing, too?
No.
I don't get you, Dad. Wait a minute. I do understand. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's happening. It's happening, and it does hurt.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Jason's parenting skills end up costing him a considerable amount of money. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, Norma's new hobby threatens any chance of family harmony.